Attention journaling. I'm sharing with you an extract from my book, Innsæi, Heal, Revive, and Reset with the Icelandic Art of Intuition. Attention journaling. How we pay attention to the world is a moral act. This is because the kind of attention we pay both changes the world we experience, the only world we can know, and it changes ourselves. How we pay attention is not a passive act, but a relational encounter. So practice cultivating an active, open receptivity to the world. When we practice attention journaling, we are allowing the world to come into being before us, rather than receiving in line with our preconceptions and ready judgment. With our attention, we open up a world that is either alive or dead. A world where everything is either interconnected and animate, or inanimate and siloed. How we attend to the world changes us and the energy we emit from within. The most powerful creative tool for this purpose that I know of is the following. Pay attention to what you pay attention to and document it. My friend, the late artist and writer, Þorvaldur Þorsteinsson, gave it to me at the dawn of this century. It is a gift that keeps giving and creating ripple effects from within for everyone who practices it. I have given it onwards to hundreds of people, and I've seen the impact that it can have on people. And I also know the impact that it has had on me. We pay attention to so many things throughout a given day, but to what extent do we pay attention to what it is that we pay attention to? Especially given the speed and often the stress and the overload of information that we are exposed to today. So paying attention to what we pay attention to is a powerful way to witness ourselves and to see within. Like journaling, documenting how we pay attention is transformative. It allows the world to come to us and enables us to witness it show up inside ourselves. It's about capturing what our attention brings us, but we are otherwise not conscious of. And this is very important when it comes to our ability to hone and harness our intuition. We allow the world to come to us and observe ourselves from a distance. It supports presence and mindfulness as well. We become more open to the unexpected, the stuff that lies on the periphery of our focused mind and is difficult to put into words. So here are the instructions to start attention journaling. First, carry a journal with you for 3 weeks to begin with. Jot in it the things you pay attention to. You can use the same journal as you already do, perhaps, for daily journaling practices. Don't overthink what you write down and what your attention brings to you. Simply document what you notice during the day or in your dreams at night. Many of us have dreams at night. It's a beautiful raw material to document in your attention journal. And I underline, don't judge what your attention picks up. It really isn't yours to judge. So simply witness it. Allow it to unfold and emerge. There's nothing right or wrong in this. Attention journaling is, it's not like a regular diary where you write down what you had for breakfast or describe the weather each morning. You only write what your attention catches. And it may be individual words such as bad smell, She wears her trousers to hide her body. I lost my breath over the beauty. Flags outside shop in crayon colors. Wired energy between two people at the till. Warm smile and his reaction. Or the energy was, and then you fill in what the energy was. So these are simple things that our attention can pick up, and I took them from my own journal. So pay attention to how you attend to people's presence, voices, energy, or physical expressions, appearances. And if you'd like, see it as a reflection. Sorry, if you'd like, see it as a reflection on you, not necessarily them. Why are you noticing what you notice? And without judging. And then lastly, insight is embodied. So notice how you pay attention with your whole body, not just the brain. With all your senses, goosebumps, chills down your spine, gut feelings, whatever it is that you feel in your body, sensation across the chest, warmth, cold, and jot down what you notice. Creativity thrives on going into the unknown. If we know exactly where or how we are going, we are not going to be creative about the journey. In many ways, creativity is about seeing the world with fresh eyes, opening up our insight, making the familiar strange and the strange familiar. In a way, we are waking up sleeping systems. We are connecting heads to hearts, our head to the rest of the body. The mundane becomes interesting, even magical. And we start to care for it more. So here's the second step of once you've started attention journaling. At the end of each week of writing, and remember we talked about carrying your attention journal with you for 3 weeks to begin with. At the end of each week of writing in your attention journal, flip through the pages and choose 10 words randomly and underline or highlight them. Choose them randomly, let go of control, allow your attention to choose for you without judging. Choose 10 words randomly, underline or highlight them. Secondly, now write out those notes or words in a vertical line on a fresh sheet of paper. Once you've written down those 10 notes or words in a vertical line on a fresh sheet of paper, give yourself time to read the list without judgment. Observe the words that are now in front of you on an otherwise empty sheet of paper. Observe the list of notes and words without judgment and think, what do these words tell me? What is behind them? How do they connect with each other, perhaps? Each word and sense is there because you attended to it. Allow patterns, shapes, narratives, or a feeling to emerge. In this exercise, you are practicing to trust the process. You're letting go of control. You are allowing context to come to you. If you find this challenging, then I'm happy to share with you that most people do. The practice of allowing things to come to us unfold without us being deliberate or strategic or pre-planning what they should be is a practice that most of us are unused to. So allow context to come to you. And lastly, this is raw material for sense making, which is very important to deepen our intuition, or artistic writing and ideas or insights to emerge. Enjoy the process. Thank you for listening.